Begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Sukkah Siman Kuf Lamed Daled. Hilchos Sukkah. Sefal Mitzvah Limnos Sukkah Miyad B'Yom Shlach Yom Kippurim. It's appropriate to build a sukkah. It's the mitzvah to build the sukkah immediately after Yom Kippur. B'Afilu Erev Shabbos, even if it's on a Friday. As we discussed, the proper thing is to begin building the sukkah on Matzah Yom Kippur, and then to continue and complete it the day after. However, the Matta Ephraim says the first thing and the most important thing we have to pay attention to is to make sure that the sukkah is built properly. And if by being so anxious to finish it, it won't be built properly, sturdy, then we haven't accomplished anything. Even though we're learning now that if it's an Erev Shabbos, we should still build it on Erev Shabbos. Of course, preparing for Shabbos takes precedent over building the sukkah. The mitzvah ba'al yada al yach mitzena, the halacha teaches us that as soon as we have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, we should immediately do so. V'yifchar, and we should find makom naki, a place that's clean, lamid hasham, that's where the sukkah should be put up. Mitzvah kol adam she'asik ba'atzmei ba'asiya sukkah ba'nachat tzchach. There's a special mitzvah that everybody should themselves build a sukkah, put up the schach, v'abish adam nechbad, even though this person is a very distinguished individual, zek voidai. The proper covet for building a sukkah is to build it, the proper covet for building the sukkah is to build it yourself. Shoyis v'mitzvah, being involved in doing a mitzvah is the biggest mitzvah that one can do. And continues the Kitzur Shulchan telling us, Menorah would really be appropriate Hayilvar Shechiyanu Asiyas HaSukkah, to bake a Shechiyanu when we build a Sukkah. Al Shah Asamchem, the reason we don't, because we rely, Al Shah Asamchem, we rely on the Shechiyanu Shaimrim B'Kiddush, the Shechiyanu that we make by Kiddush. V'yahadar, the opposite Sukkah, one should try to do whatever they can to make the Sukkah as beautiful as possible, la'noisoi, and to put into it kalim noim, nice kalim, umatzos, noim, and spreads, kifikoichai, everybody according to their ability to make the sukkah as beautiful as possible. The reason we push off making the bracha until after the sukkah is put up is when we sit down on Yontif, Paiskim explained, is because the Shechiyanu should always be made when we are in a state of Simcha. And we are in a state of Simcha, we are in a higher state of Simcha when we're sitting by the table on Yontif. And that opens up, actually, a very interesting discussion that I saw that the Paiskim discuss, and that is a question, what would be the halacha if somebody did not eat at home the first night of Yontif? So he didn't eat at home first night of Yontif, so wherever he's eating, he'll make Kiddush, and he'll say Shechiyanu, of course. But he didn't say Shechiyanu on his sukkah. And therefore, since he didn't say Shechiyanu on his sukkah, maybe he should have to make a Shechiyanu when he goes into the sukkah the first time, into his own sukkah the first time on Yontif. And there those, because of this question, suggest that what somebody should do is if that's happened to him, that he wasn't home for the first night or whatever, and he's only going to sit in the sukkah the first time, another time during Yontif, what he should do is he should wear something that should be like a Shechiyanu, and like that he'll fulfill the obligation of the Shechiyanu, that way, including what should be used in the Noi Sukkah. Many had the minig that they hung in the Sukkah, the different Zion Minim that Esrael was blessed with. Some hang Esroigim, some hang also birds, others hang oil, wine, and water. And of course, the Noi Sukkah has to always be treated with the highest level, of respect, recognizing that this is the sukkah the sukkah that we're sitting in, that we're going to use to fulfill the important mitzvah, the important mitzvah of sukkahs on Yontif. Binyan defines the sukkah, continues the Shulchan Aruch, the base. As far as the walls are concerned, yesh habi chiluk adinim, there are many rules. Ve'en ha'kol b'kim, not everybody is an expert in them. Akein tzrichim lasso is defined as shleimus v'chazokas. One should make strong, sturdy walls. Shloyeim od ruach m'nei som, that will not be blown in the wind. V'gam shloyeim chabes ruach seneiros, there shouldn't be a draft coming into the sukkah to chas v'sholem cause that the candles in the sukkah, that chas v'sholem cause that the candles in the sukkah will become extinguished. And Mishael Lidai Tzorchel Defanos, and if somebody doesn't have proper walls, so what he should do is Mutav Shiasa Shlosh Shleimim, he should make three walls that are not that sturdy. Me arba shleimim, they're making arba shen shleim, four walls that are not that sturdy. So when we speak about the walls of the sukkah, especially those that are made out of canvas that blow, so the Paiskim say that as long as they're near a wall, then the wall protects them from blowing, and as long as they're sturdy enough that they don't blow a distance of, they don't move a distance of three tefachim, that would be acceptable. Misha de Masagas, and somebody who could afford it and do it, mitzvah lo shiyele sukkah benuyim gagish neftachov in the skram le deitzirim. It's a mitzvah that the sukkah should have an awning, the sagram b'shasa gishamim, that they can be closed when it's raining. When the rain stops, we can open up the roof. The schach nogav and your schach is dry. And then you can fulfill your mitzvah properly. Sif gimel gam b'schach yesh kamadinim. Also, when we speak about the schach, there are many rules. But since he says the minig is that we cover the sukkah with branches or branches of the tree or beams. Kimchem Gdule Kaka, these are all things that they grow from the ground. Vem Telushim, and they're all disconnected from the ground. Venim Kabul Tumma, the Namakabul Tumma. Venim Kshum Yachid, we don't tie them together. Given that we have all of these conditions met, Embem Shukshash, there is no concern. The Mishnah Berurah says that not only must they be gedul karka, they should look like they grow from the ground. And therefore, let's say you have paper or cotton that grow, even though they grow from the ground, they don't look like something that grew from the ground, should not be used for sukkah. But one is allowed to paint his schach, that it should look nice and fresh, but it should look like wood. And therefore, painting it silver and gold would not be appropriate. Therefore, it has to be something which is not makabel tuma. Anything that's made into a keli, into a usable thing, is makabel tuma. And therefore, you can't use a wood chair, a wood table, a wood bed, a chest, a ladder, even if they're all made out of wood. And even if they're broken, the halacha is that you should not use them for a schach. If you take a wood box and you chop it into beams, then there's a machloikis if it's usable for schach. Of course, a very common question that's asked is regarding the mats, the schach mats. The Shulchan Aruch says that it depends what they were made for. If they were made for schach, they're fine. If they were made to lay on, they're a problem. But the Mishnah Berurah interestingly says that in their times, all mats were made for the purpose of laying on, and therefore you shouldn't use them for a schach. But of course, bezman hazeh, nowadays, nobody sleeps on a mat, certainly not where we live, and therefore the mats that are meant for sleeping and the mats that are made specifically for schach are kosher. One has to be careful with the string that is used to keep the mat together, that it should not be something that's mekabel tuma. Sif dalet l'chatchila roi shloi la'achmi shloi l'nicha sukkah davim mekabel tuma. It's appropriate to be careful not to put something on top of the sukkah that could be mekabel tuma. That's you're going to put the schach on top of something that's mekabel tuma, because we're concerned that you may come to use that material for schach. And that's why the Pais can say, if you have, for example, a stone wall, you could put the schach on top of the stone wall, because nobody is able to take the stone wall and put it on top of the sukkah. There is a chumrah of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said that not only are you not allowed to put the schach on something which is mekabel tuma, but there's a, he was machmer on a mamed de mamed. That means this wall, let's say, is made out of wood, which is not mekabel tuma, but there are nails that are keeping it together. And nails are mekabel tuma. That's called the mamed de mamed, which was something that the Chazon Ish was machmer about, but most poskim don't follow that chumrah. Again, l'chatchil roi shloi l'ach m'shloi l'nicha asuk adova mekabel tuma shenichla v'schach. Don't put the schach on top of something which is mekabel tuma. Kigoyin sumas shesh ben beis kibel ashlivis, like a ladder, v'koshken shah kelim, or different types of tools, kigoyin moro, magrefa, shovel, v'afil liten oisim ha'schach la'zikoy. Even to put them on top of the schach just to keep the schach in place, yesh l'achmer. However, if somebody doesn't have anything else, hakol mutar, the kaimelon, because meikradin, from the basic rule, is the mutar lamedas haschach b'davam kabel tuma. You can't put the schach on top of somebody, of something which is mekabel tuma. And therefore, if somebody, of course, has kosher schach, but he wants to use different material to tie the schach down, he has to be most careful. But if the schach is really sturdy enough, and he's only tying it down with something that's mekabel tuma, like a, these different type of ties, but the schach is anyway sturdy enough, then the schach is going to be considered kosher, even though it was tied down. Only if the schach cannot stand without the, cannot be there without those materials, that's when you have a question. We have to put up enough schach until there's more shade than sun. If you have more sun than shade, psulim and atayr, then the schach is disqualified. You have to be so careful, even when the schach dries out and it sort of shrinks, you still have more shade. You have to be careful that there should be no open space of three tefachim in the middle of Yischach. L'chatchil tzorch shiyei av k'tzas ben Yischach. Even though we have to be careful about, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, about no empty spaces, we should be careful, he says, that there should be some empty space between the Yischach. K'dei shiyur ha-kachovim, that we should be able to see the stars, we should be able to see the stars through those cracks. If the halacha is, if the schach is so tight, that we can't see the stars, kshera, the sukkah is kosher. Aval im hoysim over kol kach. But if it's so thick, if the schach is so thick, shafil im yod gisham harbe, even if we're going to significantly rain, ein yod in l'toychoy, the rain won't be able to penetrate the schach. Mkn kavavayis. So now your sukkah looks like a house. It doesn't look like a schach. And therefore, since at that point it doesn't look like a schach, it doesn't look like a sukkah. Mkn kavavayis. The halacha is that it's considered like a house. Upsulana will be a possible sukkah. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siv Vav. Besukkos habnuyos l'plamim, sukkahs sometimes are built in a way that both in dap l'malak solim, there's overhang from the wall on top of the sukkah. And sometimes you have beams on top of that overhang, and the beams that are on top of that overhang, you put the schach. If that overhang is not dalad amis wide, then the halacha is that the sukkah is kosher. Any apostle as a sukkah, it doesn't disqualify the sukkah b'shem schach apostle. Kalacha mashem Sinai, because as the Kitzush Chinuch, we have a halacha mashem Sinai. The pachas mi'abra, if it's less than arba amis, amrin and daifa kuma, we will say daifa. Daifan akuma purish shenach shabal daifan. It's considered an extension of the wall. V'chashvin alei kiilu had daifan asak misham lamala. The halacha looks like that space is bent over, so it's not on top of the sukkah. It's part of the wall. El shein yoshim ve'ein yishenim taksadaf. One should not eat or sleep on or sit under that protrusion. Kisham ein leidin sukkah. At the end of the day, that is not a spot that has the halacha of a sukkah. Even if it's narrower than dal tfachim, but you still have the rest of the sukkah's kosher. But if around the walls there are protrusions of more than four amis of not kosher schach, zed nikr schach posel, that makes the schach posel, or posel is called sukkah, and it disqualifies the entire sukkah. But if you only have a protrusion of more than four amis on one side, as is common, then on one side there's an overhang over the sukkah, that you have a place that you could put whatever you need right under the sukkah. Zayin amazik, that will be still a kosher sukkah. The kivin shein alam mitzarechot, since it's only on one side, hareish kan oit shloish tefanis ksheris, you still have three walls that are kosher. Shemun achalem schach kosher, that on top of them you have kosher schach. The sukkah misholish tefanis, and the sukkah with three walls, gam kain ksheris a kosher sukkah. Uvad sheisham, sheir sukkah, but you have to have the minimal amount of a sukkah. What is the minimal size of a sukkah? Daniel Cholapachas Shiva Tvachim, Al Shiva Tvachim Maruba, a square of seven Tvachim by seven Tvachim. Vilayeshiv, and again, he repeats that whenever we have a sukkah that has part that it's not kosher, but it's kosher because of Doifin Akuma or Lovid, you should only sit under the kosher schach.